Just a few days before the full moon lunar eclipse in Pisces, Saturn retrograde is going to quietly slip back into the ocean of Pisces, bringing us back to a story that we thought was already over. This story technically started back in March of 2023 and kind of came to an end right around or right before May of 2025. However, the final chapter of this story is going to play out between September 2025 to February of 2026. So for those of you with your Saturn in Aries, this is a couple months of a nice clean break. However, you should still be working towards whatever growth, lessons, or improvement Saturn in Aries was encouraging you. But for those of you with your Saturn in Pisces, this is the final chapter of your Saturn return. Saturn is known as the great teacher or the architect of time because he's a planet of responsibilities, discipline, changes, determination, resilience, maturity, things of that nature. In Pisces, however, he adopts a bit of a different form, which is why I like to say he's more of a mystical architect, because he's still like grounding and firm, but he's trying to help us find healing or strength through transitional moments. I personally think that we can interpret this transit in about three different ways. All of them, though, come back to the same lesson, that there's something going on in the Pisces era of our birth chart or within the story of Saturn and Pisces that we're being brought back to it so that we can look here, finalize it, tie up some loose ends. So we're not revisiting something to kind of pull something from the past back. It's more of like a reminder to continue a necessary course correction from that Pisces to Aries era of our birth chart. For everyone, Saturn entering Aries is a brand new cycle through the zodiac for Saturn, meaning that this brief stint into Aries and then back out of Pisces tells us that before we can start this bold brand new beginning in Aries in the Saturn cycle, we have to first revisit, heal, or again, tie up loose ends in Pisces. Basically, the time period between September 1st to November 27th is going to be the most intense period of Saturn's transit or return through Pisces because this is when he's retrograde. The second half from November 27th to February 16th of next year is going to probably be a bit easier. It might not be that we have all of the answers at that period, but we will feel more aligned and whatever we're working on or have successfully built in the Pisces era of your birth chart feels sustainable and long lasting from here on out. I have a lot more to unpack about this, so I'm going to follow this video up with more videos talking about Saturn's return to Pisces over the next couple of days.